I'm Summer McStravick, host of this show, Flow Dreaming. As a BBS radio listener, you can receive 10% off all of my books, CDs, and instant MP3 downloads at the Manifesting Store at flowdreaming.com. Just enter the coupon code letters BBS during checkout. Enjoy 10% off at flowdreaming.com. Remember, BBS at checkout. This offer expires on July 31st.
You're listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick.
Well, welcome to Flow Dreaming. Hi, everyone. My show music wasn't quite there, but I think you know who I am and what I'm up to if you've listened to the show before. It is Flow Dreaming. And I'm going to spend the next hour with you talking about some of the finer points of manifesting. So welcome. I'm Summer McStravick. Whether you're listening live right now or listening via podcast or on any one of my syndicated stations, welcome and hello to all of you who've also reviewed the show on iTunes. My big, big thanks and gratitude go out to you too. Every review helps the show be a little bit better exposed on iTunes and more people find it, and well, that's how the flow information just spreads around the world, mostly by word of mouth. So today, here's what I have planned. Here's what's on the agenda. I am going into the mailbag. That is, in other words, the old-fashioned mailbag is my iMac, where all the email comes through to me and sort of piles up over time. And I was looking through it earlier today. And realizing, oh my goodness, there's quite a few here from you that I thought I would share, just different ideas and questions that people have, suggestions that you've given to me. The last few weeks I've asked each show for different ideas from you. One show I asked for you to give me some ideas on what should my upcoming topics for the summertime be about? What is on your mind? What do you need help with? What have you not heard enough about in the world of manifesting or the world of creating or empathic intuition? So I have some suggestions there, as well as just some testimonials. In other words, things that people have created and made for themselves that I want to share with you. I'm very excited. My website is getting another overhaul. It is almost ready to debut an entirely new manifesting store where I'm going to be able to put up so many more downloadable flow dreams for you. These are usually around 8 to 15 minute long, and they are not meditations. These are active kinds of vocal music-driven vehicles that we use to create with. We put our energy into them. We get into the flow utilizing these flow dreams, these recordings, not meditation. They're a whole different beast entirely. Very, very, very useful for people. And I'm surprised still after all these years, there aren't all kinds of other people doing these and putting them out there. I guess I'm the one meant to carry this message and bring it to the world, bring it to all of you. So I will carry that yoke for as long as I'm told to do so. I'll keep making them. Actually, I love to make flow dreams. It's one of my favorite things when I can sit down and I have this little list on a post-it note that goes again on the side of my iMac. Can you tell how organized I am in my office? I am not the Virgo you think I am. But on this post-it note, I put down all of my ideas for, oh, I need a flow dream on that. I need a flow dream on this. And so the list gets longer and longer, and then ultimately I start scratching them off once I get myself to sit down and really do them and write them up and script them for you. I'll record them for you. Then I get some nice music to go with them, get them mastered, put them out there. They end up being these beautiful little gems. They're like my little crystal collection, that they're my audio flow dream collection of beautiful jewels, each one intended to manifest or create around a specific subject or a specific area in your life. One thing about manifesting that bothers me or has bothered me over the years, the way that people often explain it, is that they often talk about abstract principles, laws, ideas, ways of thinking you have to adhere to. And it's all beautiful and wonderful when you listen to it, and it's like sitting at church and listening to the lessons, and you're saying, yes, of course, yes, right, right. Then you go home from church, and your day happens, and your week happens, and you forget all about it. You know, the ideas sink into you, but putting them into practice, putting those abstract ideas and feelings into practice, much more difficult. And yes, while we all do it and we try, you know, I try to be a charitable neighbor. I try to be, you know, good in so many ways. I try to keep my thinking along the right lines. And when I get really upset about something, I remind myself, wait a moment here. You know, Flo is telling me this is resistance. What is this saying to me? Maybe I should switch tracks. Maybe I shouldn't allow myself to sink so much into it. Maybe I should float on the surface of this energy for a little bit before I allow myself to get all entangled with it. So yeah, these abstract things are going through my mind. They are sort of working through my personality and changing me over months, over years. However, the one thing that I feel can be done practically that's like really lifting barbells, that's an old-fashioned word, huh? Barbells, lifting barbells for your mind, is to practice this kind of flow dreaming on specific areas of your life, which I do regularly. I do this whenever I need it, whenever I'm feeling the desire to change something and the abstract thoughts and theories and principles are just not connecting with me. I say, okay, today I'm having a real problem with my friend and I don't know how to get something across to her. You know, I've tried to talk to her about this and I can't, so I'm going to flow dream on this specific thing, which is that my friend and my communication are very much opening up right now. We're sharing, we're exchanging, we're getting each other. Our energies are in alignment with each other. I'm feeling it happen. I'm correcting things right now energetically so that the next time I see her and we're having our, you know, talk about this one issue that we've been butting heads on this summer, that it's all smooth and flowing and it works. I've actually applied something to us, to our energies specifically, and now here is the result. I have concretely manifested something. That for me is one of the most basic utilitarian beauties of flow dreaming. It's what removes it from all the other things that are out there and makes it different in my book. That's a discussion I've had a lot lately with people. How is this different than law of attraction? How is this different from vortex? You know, kinds of thinking and you know, where the power of intention and all the different ways that people discuss it and put it out there. And I always say, you know, it's like the same ideas, the same principles come through different lenses. You know, you go to the eye doctor and he says, does this lens work? Does this lens work? I don't know how many of you wear contacts or glasses, but I know. I say, no, that one's a little more fuzzy. No, that one's a little more blurry. Oh, that's the one. So you see, it's the same information coming through, but the different lenses that people give us, the different teachers, show us things in a way that we can comprehend, that reaches through to us, where we can see it finally. And sometimes we pick up a little from one teacher, a little from another teacher, and we're able to combine them and put them together into our own little hybrid of understanding, which is beautiful because you are source energy. You are unique. You are unlike anybody else. No one has had your experiences. No one has had your life. It makes absolute perfect sense that you would be able to draw from all the different places, synthesize it into something that works for the being that you are right now. So, that being said, our topic today is when you are manifesting. I said again, it was going to be a very practical show. When you are manifesting, we often ask ourselves, how do I focus on something so that I make it happen, so that it comes to me, so that I get it, but I don't want to strangle it. I don't want to make the energy so pinched up and tiny that it's hard to get to me. I don't want to over-define it. And yet at the same time, I definitely want the universe to know what I'm after. Where is that boundary? Where is that line where I'm actively expressing what it is that I'm desiring, and yet I'm not cutting down source's ability to bring it to me or cutting back the options? This is an idea that really was a big part of my manifesting education and understanding years back. I think it's something that all students of manifesting encounter at a certain point. What is that perfect level of expression? Here's what I eventually came to realize. When I am creating something for myself, when I am using these energies of life, of our flow, of our being, when I'm using the energy of source to create, to desire, to make things happen in my life, I focus on the emotional endpoint of everything. I call this pre-action. the power of pre-action, not reaction. We're not reacting to things that have already happened. We do that 99% of our day. I am pre-acting to things that have not yet happened. But how do I want to feel? How will I end up feeling when I am, let's pick something nice and juicy that we'd all like to have. When I have that wonderful vacation that is so affordable, that just came to me out of the blue, that worked into my schedule, that is a place that I really want to go, and maybe there's friends there that I really want to see, or family, and this vacation came to me. How do I feel about it? Oh, I feel stoked. I feel great. I feel like I'm so lucky. I love being here. I love the feeling of traveling. I love how easy it is. I love how my family can go. I feel so relaxed. I feel like this is the break that I needed in my life. This little time away to kind of get in a different space, to get in a different spot in my mind. I needed that. Oh, this vacation, it just completely fulfilled me. And it's right here. It's not distant. It's not far away. It's right now. It's right now. It's happening. It's already having been put together. I'm just sort of stepping into something that was already in the works. Okay, this is the feeling that I am generating in myself. And you can feel how excited I'm getting about it. You can hear it in my voice. I am getting myself pumped about this. I'm feeling it like this vacation is already there. I'm pre-acting how I will feel when this vacation is actually set up and planned for me. Now, I've defined the goal generally. I need a break. I need a vacation. I need to see people I love and adore. I need to be in a place where I'm excited to be, whether it's an island or some ancient Roman ruins, who knows, wherever it makes me feel good. All right, so this is what I'm after, this generally. Now, specifically, I'm not really saying things. I'm not saying, oh, I'm gonna get on the best plane and use my miles, and it's gonna happen from September 12th to the 19th, and let's see, my husband will be going, my two kids, all of us will be going, and I'll have new suitcases. You know what I'm getting at. I am not putting so many parameters on the flow energy. That flow has to work more and more and more and more to get all those things. If you do this, because I know that this is a strong kind of older theory of manifesting, that you see everything in great, beautiful, vivid detail. And this is where people always say, well, what if I don't see things when I manifest? I'm just not good at visualization. I say, fine, who cares? You don't have to be. That's an old school way of doing this. You can, if you want, see things. I use guided daydreaming to put ideas and images in my mind, because my mind likes to have something to do. My mind is like a dog, and I'm throwing the stick and saying, go get that stick, go get that stick. And my mind says, okay, good, I'm going to see all these things. You know, it's like a dog running. I'm going to see these things for you. I'm going to do that for you. And I keep it busy that way. But really, the real work is being done in my guts, is being done inside my energy, is this mountain of bubbling feeling that's rushing up through me, rushing out of me into the energies around me, into the flow, and stating my feelings so clearly. My feelings are always the end result of what it is that whatever the quote thing that I'm after will bring to me. I don't see myself as a person who manifests material things too often. Material things I have found are generally ideas that we get stuck in our head that we think will make us happy, whether it's a car or a house or a television, new clothes, whatever it may be. We look around, we see these material things, and we say, I think that's going to give me the feeling that I want. It's usually not the thing itself we're craving. We're craving the feelings that we're going to get out of the thing. We're craving the feelings that we think the vacation will give to us. So you can pretty much, you know, just sort of hover over the thing itself and go for the feelings. Now, what this does energetically is it opens all of the energies around you to find the millions of different combinations that can be put together to give you those feelings back, to match those feelings via something that actually happens to you in your life. In other words, I may get a vacation to Hawaii as a result of this feeling, or I might get a vacation to go visit my brother and sister-in-law across the country. both of those would actually make me feel really happy, really excited, really good, give me that break I'm after. But, you know, I haven't said one over the other. I said I want the feeling. Flow can arrange whatever is the easiest route, the quickest to put together, the most in harmony with my life, my husband's life, my kids' lives, you know, my whoever else is involved in it. See, I'm looking for the easiest route, the most flowing route, the one that's most natural, the one that integrates most easily into my life. And that just allows these things to come forward to me with the least amount of work so that I can focus instead on the enjoyment of it, of spreading more love out there, more fulfillment out there. Those are the energies that I want to continue to give out into the world. And those are the energies that I will give out when things are happening smoothly, easily, and open. So I am flowing with things. I'm literally flowing with things. So you will discover this line in yourself. You will discover this place where you're asking for generally what it is you want in the area, but you don't choke it. Every time you add another, let's put it this way, every time you add another detail onto your desire, you are in essence putting a restriction on your flow. It's a restriction. So how many of these restrictions do you want to have? And you have to have some, otherwise what you're sending out is completely undefined. But you don't have to put 20 of them on. Put 4 or 5 restrictions on and make them restrictions that are open. In other words, a restriction would be something like this. It's super affordable for me. I don't stress about the cost of this vacation at all. That's a restriction. I'm asking, make it affordable. Another restriction might be, I need something that's very relaxing and restful. I'm looking for a vacation that will let me unwind, clear my mind, and just get away. Now, that's a specific kind of vacation. That's not a bus tour through Europe. That's not relaxing. That's a very active vacation. But one that's relaxing might be one where, you know, you and a good friend go off to a beach somewhere. You know, you take a drive someplace. Spend time at a weekend at a nice hotel. That's that kind of feeling, right? That's a restriction because you're defining that as opposed to something else. Another restriction might be that it happens soon. I need this now. I don't want to wait till next year. I'd really like to have it come up to me very quickly. That's a third restriction. So you see, most things that you're after can be put together maybe 4 or 5 general parameters. The overriding thing, though, is the feeling that this gives me. Now, that's a really important teaching. That's a really important point to get. And once you start working things from that direction, you will see a change in what you manifest. You will see a difference in what comes to you. You'll see a difference in the speed of it, the accuracy of it, the end result of it. You will discover that you are so much more flexible because things will come to you that you cannot imagine now. And that's so critical. Usually what you can imagine now is a result of restricted thinking. You only see so many options on the table, so that's what you ask for. You don't think to ask for something that you don't even see or can't conceive of. Yet flow says we can conceive and see all kinds of things happening in the future that are going to be coming about. So we're going to give her that. She doesn't even know enough information right now to ask for it. But, hey, you know what she did? She put out a feeling that perfectly captures and defines that, so we're going to bring that to her. That, to me, is one of the best things. When something comes to my life that I haven't asked for because I simply didn't even know about it, but it fits me so perfectly. It just fits that desire that I had so well. And I say, flow in action. That's flow in action. Okay, there. I sure hope that you let this sink in. I just can't tell you how critical of a components to manifesting flow, attraction, all of that, this little piece of practicality is when you're doing this. When we get back from our break, we're probably going to do a flow dream. I'm opening up the mailbag and I see calls 877-230-3062. In the meantime, go say hi to me on Facebook, by the way, very active there. And I love to see you all on Facebook, so do say hi to me. Go to the website, sign up for the newsletter. Got to get my July newsletter out. Oh my goodness, I'm late. Can you tell I've been vacationing? So I'll be back in just a few moments. Stay with me.
Get in your flow today and discover how to create your world with Flow Dreaming with Summer McStravick.
What can you do to smooth out a difficult situation? How can you program a new career, good health, or a fulfilling relationship into your future? Or maybe you need to know what someone, such as a spouse, boss, friend, or family member, is thinking so you can make some informed choices. Summer can help you with every one of these situations in a private session. She's already helped thousands of others, and you can read reviews of her intuitive and manifesting skills at flowdreaming.com. Visit flowdreaming.com to schedule your reading today.
Are you new to the flow? Start with a free Flow Dream MP3 from Summer McStravick's website, flowdreaming.com. Sign up for her newsletter, which she always writes herself, and she'll send you a Flow Dream to put on your MP3 player so you can begin sculpting your universe and learning the art of manifesting. Just go to flowdreaming.com and sign up for the newsletter today.
Losing weight can seem like a real struggle. Well, that might be because for years you've only approached it with diets and exercise. But what about energy, your energy, the flowing blueprint through your body that describes just how your body wants to look and feel? It often surprises people when I tell them that if you lose 10 pounds off your physical body, you better make sure your body's energy template loses those same 10. But how? Well, I use Flow Dreaming to sculpt my body energetically and remind it of how it wants to look and feel. The Flow Dreaming weight loss support system that I use is a 2-week journey into blissful, happy daydreams about your beautiful self that actually works to reshape your energies as well. Look for the weight loss support system on flowdreaming.com. It's a whole new way to lose weight.
Summer McStravick's Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To has been a lifesaver for so many people who've had a hard time falling asleep due to anxiety, stress, or constant worry about situations that feel out of their control. Just look at the reviews on her website, flowdreaming.com. Her gentle words and guidance into the flow is the perfect path into a deep, restful night. Plus, for everyone who can get to sleep, this CD is the perfect way to fill your mind with positive, soothing words and imagery. Will build your inner confidence and self-love and keep you in your flow. This CD is a treasure you can give yourself tonight by getting the downloadable MP3 of the CD Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To on our website, flowdreaming.com, or visit amazon.com. Here's wishing you sweet dreams.
Get in your flow today and discover how to create your world with Flow Dreaming with Summer McStravick.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick. Hope you're enjoying today's show. It is a beautiful day where I am right now. Speaking of the tropics, it's kind of a warm, moist, breezy day. It reminds me of Maui, but I'm not there. Unfortunately, I'm here in California, but it's a very tropical day. It's so interesting. I love how the weather affects the energies that are out there and around, and people do change. People respond to the weather, and I'm not just talking about when it's cold and gloomy and people, can have seasonal affective disorder and so forth. Even small changes in the weather, I find, does affect people, brings out different energies inside all of us. And when I feel this nice, warm, tropical kind of air blowing through, it makes me want to just drop everything, run out into the pool and say, I'm not working today. No, being online or being on air with you right now is hardly work. I feel so lucky in what I get to do and what I get to teach and share with the world. Again, I attribute it all to flow. I am doing what I am doing right now because flow has guided me in this direction. And, you know, you can substitute God for the word flow, or source energy for flow, or just call it flow energy as I do, which is very encompassing because it reminds me that this energy moves through and is within all things. Sometimes when people talk about God, they tend to separate God from themselves. They separate God from life and the universe and all the things within it. And I always think, well, you know what? It's all made of the same stuff. It's made of God. What other materials would God use outside of itself? That would mean that there's other things that are not God. So I use flow because it says to me, it reminds me, this energy, this beautiful energy of life, of evolution, of creation, of infinite creativity is constantly flooding through everything, animating everything, allowing everything to grow and expand and become something greater than it now is. I mean, what else can that be? Flow energy, source energy, God energy, whatever you wish to call it. And when we tap into that and we manifest, all we're really doing is getting more in touch with who we are and what we are and the source energy that helps to animate us and being a little more powerful, a little more in control instead of just allowing ourselves to just kind of flip-flop around through life. We're saying, no, I'm going to put on some requests. I'm going to, you know, and just, it's like listening to the DJ, right? You know, stuff could play all night, or you could say, no, I'm going to request this, and this. So that's what I do. I've put a lot of requests in over my life, and now the jukebox is playing what I'm asking it to pretty continuously. Now, there are always going to be variations. That is the fun of life. If you could control everything, what would be the point of experiencing it? We have lots of variety coming in. We have a little bit of chance coming in and sort of working with things. You see this in nature, too. Nature generally runs along predictable principles. But there are also principles, predictable principles, that say every now and then something very random is going to happen. That is part of this game that we're in, is what keeps it fresh, keeps us moving, keeps us constantly moving forward. It's all right. All of it. It's all correct. It's all there for a reason. So here's my mailbag. Here's some things. Let's see. A gal named Judith wrote me saying, oh, please do a show on patience, how to be more patient. Also, how to deal with disappointment. What do you think? Should that be a good show? How to cultivate more patience when working with flow energies, when working with our life? I think that might sound pretty good to me. Thanks for that suggestion, Judith. Let's see. Here comes one from a gal named Carol. She says, I'm a committed practicing Christian, and many of your flow dreams have been in line with my studies and prayers. So thank you. A few years ago, you did a relationship affirmation. I have a recording of it that's just fabulous. Would you consider doing another relationship challenge for those of us who are not desperate, but we're desiring husbands or wives? I surely hope you will. You know what, Carol? I've actually been thinking for a while now about putting together some sort of relationship program similar to what I did with the weight loss support system, which is an energy-based support system for losing weight. Recognizing that our bodies are energy creatures. These energy bodies that we have need to lose the same kind of weight in the same proportion that our physical bodies do. Remember, we are mirrors, energetically and physically. And when we only concentrate on losing exterior pounds, we forget about all that interior energetic weight that's there. So what happens? Our bodies just snap right back and the pounds go back on because it's matching our interior. Anyway, the weight loss program that I've put together helps your interior lose it as well, so that when you lose weight, you will lose it all the way. And there's nothing that your body is trying to adjust itself to, having lost on one end and not on the other. Anyway, the same can be made of the relationship series. I'm thinking about doing something along those lines. Again, working with flow, working with energies to create, attract that wonderful, perfect relationship. So if that's an interest of yours, let me know. I'm kind of just putting these ideas out there, seeing what's most important to all of you. Okay, we have another email from Sherry. She says, okay, over the past weekend, I returned from a free training that I manifested. but I was completely in the dumps. Everything I did couldn't keep my vibration up. And when I came across one of your flows about being stuck, I downloaded it and listened to it while I was mowing the lawn. Okay, this is a side note. I love that she is flow dreaming while mowing the lawn. Did you hear that? Mowing the lawn? People say, well, you know, I don't have time to meditate. Well, you don't meditate when you're mowing the lawn. This really points out flow dreaming is active. If you are daydreaming when you mow the lawn, as most of us probably are, you are in a perfect place to flow dream. You are actively doing something with your mind, and yet you are also engaged in this external place where you are sort of in two places at once, mowing the lawn, doing your dishes, taking your shower. Any time when your mind is drifting off, I say except while driving. Please, I don't want anybody to ever email me some horror story about that. Don't flow dream and drive. But anyway, I love that she's doing mowing the lawn. She says, I don't recall specifically what part of it made me realize what I'd done, but I heard you say that if we feel stuck, we should ask the universe for more options. And I thought, oh, great suggestion. I'll try that. I haven't done that before. She says, I also recall you saying that some people wish for peace and quiet because of things that have been going on that are too busy. And then it hit me like a ton of bricks. I had asked for peace and quiet, and boy, did I get it. When I realized that I'd asked for that before I left for the training, and the longer I stayed in that place of peace and quiet, I started to get tired and depressed. When I realized what I had done and created, I could feel my vibration shoot up, and I laughed at what a silly thing I'd done, and I've been on cloud nine ever since. So in other words, she had been putting herself in that space of needing a break, needing rest, needing peace and quiet. She went to a training where you're supposed to not be feeling that way. You're supposed to be totally engaged. Well, no wonder she had this crazy energetic disconnect going on inside of herself, creating this tension or this depression. So I'm glad you worked that one out. Good for you. Okay. Let's see. How about one more nice little one that came through, and maybe we'll do a flow dream and get to some of your calls. This is from Kelly. She says, I listened to your show for the first time today, and I loved it. While you did a flow session, a flow dream, I saw some pretty amazing things. You said to imagine your friends like paper dolls. Before you finished that thought, I saw thousands of little paper people all speeding into my open heart. I've been a stay-at-home mom for 2 years, and these days I'm lonely. I know that I need to reconnect with my friends, and seeing them flying at me, wanting to enter my heart, it was just amazing, even just as a visualization. So thank you for the experience. Well, Kelly, I sure hope that your friends are all flying into your arms right now, and you're starting to have a wonderful, enjoyable time with all of their energies, and maybe meeting new friends. You're in a new space, you know. When you let time go by, you change. And your old friends, sometimes they're from that old space. So let's let some new people come on in. All right, so I think it's about time for us to go into a quick flow dream, come back, and I see calls. I see calls, calls, calls. What you'll see me do when I come back from the flow dream and talk with you on air, I will demonstrate some of my empathic intuition, and I will possibly do a little flow manifesting energy with you at the same time. It's a little bit like what I do in my private sessions, but those are much more intense. They're usually 45 minutes to an hour long. If you're interested in learning more about those, you just go to the web store, the manifesting store on my website, flowdreaming.com. There are tons and tons of reviews up now of sessions, so go take a look at those if you like this. So what will we do today in our flow? I bet you know. I was talking about that nice little vacation that we all need. Maybe we don't need to actually go someplace. Maybe we just need a vacation in our minds. Maybe we need a vacation where we are right now, just from what we're doing. Maybe we physically can go someplace, or maybe we're just going to see our life settle down for a little bit, become a little easier, open up for us, become a little more relaxed, feel like we're on a vacation, even if we go nowhere. Our eyes are closing right now, taking a deep breath in. We're going to go right into our flow really quickly, right on in. Zoom, zoom, zoom. Imagine yourself right now as this big white feathered bird, large, beautiful feathers, beautiful white tail feathers flying through the sky, swooping on tropical winds. And you're loving this feeling of flying. You're loving this feeling of floating on these currents. You're made for this energy. You're made for these currents. And you fly and you float and you circle. It feels so good. It feels so free right now within yourself. We're floating on these currents of flow, our energies, moving and rippling through the air. And we're sensing how we're taking a break. We're taking some time by going someplace or just feeling our lives settle down for a few minutes, a few days, a week or two, where things that are vacation-like begin happening to us. We spend some good time with friends or our romantic partner. We find that we've spent a few hours just enjoying something that we feel passionate about, one of our hobbies, or window shopping, taking walks. We find all these vacation-like things entering our lives. Energies that allow us to just step back and rest and pause and refresh ourselves. Refreshing, refreshing, refreshing. We can almost see these things entering into our flows of energy. Like little currents, little bright blue and aquamarine colored currents of light coming into us. Different people, different events, different invitations. Little bits of time opening for us that we didn't think we had before, but there it is. Take it, enjoy it. Sitting in the sunshine, relaxing. Maybe something really lucky is happening to us. Maybe someone is saying, hey, why don't you come on over here and stay at my vacation rental for a while. I don't need it right now. And we say, oh yeah, absolutely. Or someone else is saying, why don't you come over here and come visit for a bit? There's a place that I think you would enjoy. Just a few days. Take them away. Go on, it's yours. Something lucky like this that gives us that little break. I feel that break happening, that little time away. I can sense it inside, how it's there, and nothing is the worse for it. It was like a little bit of time opened itself up just for me or my family. And I took it, and it didn't disrupt anything. It was perfect. It was absolutely perfect, and I'm so grateful that I took it. And then it came to me. A little vacation in my life was just what I needed. A little luck, a little enjoyment, some good times, some rest, refreshing and good. At the count of 3 down to 1, I'll open my eyes, still cultivating that feeling, bubbling in me. 3, 2, and 1. Eyes open. Now, did you get a sense of what that was like? I hope you felt the energy of it. Not too specific, but the energy of something like that. You felt that, right? Now, again, that's just a really tiny sample. We did that in a couple of minutes. Imagine if you spend 10 minutes going deeply into that, and we see the flow energies, and we really get into those universal patterns that are out there, begin organizing them, putting them together, putting the feelings out there. This is a potent, potent, potent technique. So use it wisely. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, hi, Katie from California. We'll get to your call as well as some of the rest of you. Hi, Angela. You too. So stay with me. I'm Summer McStravick, and our show is called Flow Dreaming.
Get in your flow today and discover how to create your world with Flow Dreaming with Summer McStravick.
By far, one of the most popular flow dreaming programs I've ever created is the 2-week Flow Dreaming Prosperity Challenge. I think it's because we look at the energy of money and income from a really practical, yet energy-based point of view. We look at how our own internal thoughts and feelings either help money cooperate with us and come to us, or run away. Money is energy. It's flow energy, no better or worse than anything else. And it's simply up to us to change our own internal connection to this energy, to allow it to pour freely into our lives. We each deserve to have enough money to live happily, healthily, without fear for ourselves or our families. We each deserve to be able to do what we love in the precious days of our lives, and money is the energy that allows us to do this. So I invite you to remake your personal connection to money and income by exploring my Prosperity Challenge 2-week book and CD program. It's inexpensively priced. It's at Amazon.com or my website, flowdreaming.com, and it might be the best investment you ever make because you're investing in yourself.
Hi, I'm Summer's mom, Venus Andrecht. Pour yourself another cup of coffee or a glass of wine and go get my podcast for the Dear Venus Show. How is my show different from my daughter's show? Oh my, it's a lot different. Every month, I have at least one chat with a dead celebrity on the other side. Recently, I met with Billy the Kid and Princess Diana. Other weeks cover unusual, odd, or what I hope are topics that will help you with your lives, your loves, and your quirks. I also take your calls on air and give you readings. And every show, I toss out good energy mojos to all my listeners. Mojos that work in the archives, too. Oh, wow, you don't know what good mojos are? Well, come listen and find out. You may even feel them when they work their magic on you. My show could definitely rearrange your life in a good way. Go to my website to find out my live show times and how to podcast it at GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. That's GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. I'll see you there.
Cool. Do you want to learn more about flow dreaming? I'm Summer McStravick, and I know I don't always explain the technique in every Flow Dreaming radio show because that would get repetitive. But you can learn a lot more about Flow Dreaming by visiting my online learning library at flowdreaming.com. It's full of free articles about Flow Dreaming, so you can learn more about both the technique and the philosophy. You might also want to talk with other people who, like you, want to manifest and create in their lives by stopping by my Facebook page and searching the term Flow Dreaming. Thousands of people have gathered there in the Flow Dreaming community, and I post on my Facebook page almost every day. I hope to meet you there soon.
Discover what being a manifesting practitioner means by exploring Summer's website, flowdreaming.com. It's a hub for manifestors like you who want to learn more about the unseen energies of this world.
Great.
You'll find Summer's blog, downloadable Flow Dreaming MP3s, links to her radio shows, archives, and much, much more. It's the place to go for all things flow. See you there. Flowdreaming.com.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. We're going to do a little bit of calls here at the very end. And let's see. Oh, one thing I was supposed to do earlier in the show, I forgot about this. For those of you who are living over the pond in Ireland or in the UK, England and Scotland and so forth, looks like I'll be coming on over there in October. I'm getting excited about this. The beautiful church in London, Alternatives, is going to be having me come over to do a little talk for them. Also in Dublin, I will be doing private one-on-one sessions in person, as well as giving a day-long workshop and doing an evening talk. So you have a couple different places, ways to come learn a bit more about flow dreaming. I have taught retreats in the past. I don't do them very often. But when I teach in person, you will notice It can be very, very powerful. The energies really get stirred up amidst all of us. It's something I love, love, love and enjoy doing. So I'm excited to be bringing this over to you. I will be giving more details about that in upcoming newsletters. So do go get yourself signed up on the website, and you can find out where to go to register for the talks or the workshops. And I sure hope to meet a lot of you over there. Anyway, I look forward to that in October. Okay, we have Katie from California. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Summer.
Thank you for waiting. How are you?
Well, I'm so excited. I'm so nervous to be talking to you.
Don't be nervous. Come on. I don't make people nervous.
When are you going to write a new book?
When should I write it? Well, what should I write it about? What do you think?
I don't know. Your first book was so awesome, and I've read it so many times, and it's helped me so much. And that's how I, you know, I always have a book with me, and that's like how I do things.
That book, Flow Dreaming, that little book, I swear, it was so crazy popular. I had no clue. You know, I wrote that when I was, God, when did I write that? I think I had my first baby, and I was getting up at 4 a.m. every morning to do 2 hours of writing before my baby got up. And I never had a clue that it would go out and make so many differences in people's lives. All I knew is that I had to do it. I had to write it. The information had to get out. I can't believe, looking back, I did that now. Well, I will put my mind to it. I've been thinking about a book, actually, talking a little bit more about that power of pre-action, you know, the pre-emotion that we've been talking about today. Yeah, what's going on for you, though? What can I help you with?
You have Flow Dream cards, but I don't see them on your website.
Well, I don't have them. They're my own personal set of Flow Dreaming cards. I only use them myself privately.
Okay, so you know what you need to do now.
Is get those cards produced. I know. Well, tell me, should they be real cards or should I make an iPhone app out of them? I don't know.
Oh, they need to be hands-on cards that people can feel and smell. They have to be tangible.
Okay. Well, I will put some energy on that then. And if Flo wants it to happen, I know that the right publisher, printer will drop into my lap and we'll go from there.
I was like really stuck for a long time. And then back in, I think it was 2009, I got your Flo Dreaming book. I'm not sure what year it came out, but I read it in 2009. And my husband and I had been looking for a house for 4 years. And we were really frustrated, and we thought, oh, this is never going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so I did a flow dream for a house, and I didn't put a lot of specifics on it. I was just very, kept it like you say to keep it. Mm-hmm. And I just saw us standing on the porch, and we were oh so happy, and we could afford it, and we were just, you know, feeling really blessed. And literally, I kid you not, not more than a week later, we found our house.
Oh, wow.
I was dumbfounded. I was like, and of course I second-guessed myself, and because of the sale that it was, it took so long that I was back and forth and back and forth, and my energy was horrible. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I couldn't believe that it came that fast. It was perfect. It's everything we wanted, minus one thing, but, you know, you can add that. And mm-hmm. then after that, like 2 weeks after that, we were in escrow. I wanted this car, but I knew it was impossible because we were buying a house, and it just, you know, didn't make sense to do. But I did it anyway, so I did a flow dream about it. And 2 weeks later, I'm driving the car that I wanted.
Wow.
I could not believe it. And so quite frankly, I'm like scared to do flow dreams because they're so powerful. I'm scared of what you wish for, you know?
Did you hear me just say that? Like not 15 minutes ago? Use it wisely.
I'm telling you. And you know, wait a minute, unless I'm absolutely sure about what I want, I'm not going to do a flow dream about it because I know it'll happen.
That's true. This is why you always end up just saying, I'm so happy in my life. I love everything in my life right now. And then whatever happens has to go along those guidelines.
Yeah, so you can still do a flow. It's just a mm-hmm. flow that you're happy and grateful and everything is good right now.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you know, that's a point that I don't bring up enough. If you don't really have a specific thing in mind that you want or you're focusing on, if you just put yourself in that flowing river or that flowing path, that flowing walkway, however you sense it, it's that sense of being absolutely hooked into the light of the universe as it flows easily and effortlessly forward. You just feel that. You sense that feeling alone. And everything in your life just starts to click, starts to work again. All those knotty, you know, things that were all knotted up become untangled. They just start to slip apart. It's like putting conditioner on a ratty kid's hair. Everything slides apart and becomes very easy again for you.
Yeah, it's just about living consciously instead of being a victim to the cause and effect of everybody else's crud.
Exactly. And that, you know what? That's what we all were taught to do, be a victim to everybody else's stuff that they have going on. And we totally give up our power when we do that. But that's unfortunately what we've been told.
I feel very stuck. Friends-wise, health-wise, finance-wise, I just feel like there's this huge block, and it's very obvious what it is, but I can't identify it. And I'm just so on the edge of being able to feel what it is, but I can't, probably because I'm so emotionally tied to all the other crud that's going on. But I know all this stuff that's happening is because of the way I've been feeling, but I'm very confused and blocked right now, and I didn't know if you could shed any light on that.
Well, I'm going to talk with you for another minute or two so I can get Angela on. She's been waiting a while, too. So let me give you this. When you are feeling this block, this big stuck point, you're not exactly sure what it is, you don't have to know. That's the beauty of working with flow energy. You don't have to know exactly what it is, but you've identified the feeling of it, right? By identifying the feeling of it, you've already identified the kernel of it, even if you can't figure out what the exterior of it looks like. You know the kernel of it, the feeling of being stuck. So I'm closing my eyes right now, looking at you, looking into your flow, and you know what it's like? It's like picking up a boulder out of the water and heaving it out. And as I do that, it becomes incredibly light, and then it just flies apart in my hands in sparkles and just becomes part of the universe again. That sense of that big stuck thing, that holding back, the thing that's pushing everything behind it, that's not working, that's getting more and more clenched up and tight and difficult, all held back behind there. Let's go. Just let's go up, bring that boulder up and out and throw it. Just throw it. Just throw it in the air and watch it disappear. Feel how light it is. It becomes as light as a balloon, and then it just pops. And all that energy goes back and gets recycled into something else. That's one of the simplest things that you can do when you're feeling that energy. I've used that little tiny technique even with my kids before. Okay, Katie.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your call. And it was nice chatting with you. Okay, Angela, you're in Virginia. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm great.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you could look into my flow. And I've been a stay-at-home mom for 9 years, and I'm looking into getting back into work. And I'm not sure if I should pursue something that I feel like I meant to do, like art, or pursue something practical to help bring in a second salary.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, as I look at you right away, I get a sense that there was some professional line of work that you were contemplating at one point or that you had done prior. You're not sure if you want to continue that or pick it back up again. Like a real true profession of one sort or another. What is that?
Accounting.
And that was accounting. Yeah. I don't know. I think you're beyond it. Maybe that's what you're referring to as the practical thing, just to pick up work. It doesn't feel right. It just doesn't feel like you anymore. And that thought that's swimming in your head, you know, should I? I think you can let it go and just allow something else to come in there instead. I don't know if it's the art. Could be the art or something completely different than what you're looking at right now. Again, you're a person I'm seeing who needs more options. You need more options. You need more possibilities to keep swirling in and coming your way. You're emerging from a place that you've been in for a decade. You're re-emerging from it, and it's like you're blinking your eyes, you know, when you've been in the dark and you enter, the bright sunlight, you have to blink before everything comes into focus. That's a sense that you're in. Not that being at home with your kids is a dark room. I'm at home with my kids. But, you know, I'm using that as a metaphor, that you're in a period of adjustment, and you need to see more things because you're coming out of this place with ideas that, you know, have been in your mind for a while, but they've not gone anywhere, and they're old and they're stale. You need to break out of some stale thinking and stale possibilities for yourself. There are new things out there that will be much more enriching for you. Maybe art related, but I don't see it as fine art.
Okay.
Or if it's fine art, it's going to be something different with fine art.
Okay. Well, okay, thank
Angela?
You so much.
You're so welcome.
For
and
all
good
your
luck.
Advice and your
go work. Stand in the sun and blink for a while for me. But don't look at the sun. Just let it get on you.
Okay. Thank you, Summer.
All right. Bye now, Angela. Thanks for your
Bye.
Call. And, you know, Kimberly, I didn't get to you, but there is a wonderful show coming on. It comes right after my show, live at least. It's called The Dear Venus Show with Venus Andrick. That's my mom. She is terrific at what she does. We both do some manifesting work, some empathic intuition work. So you might want to give her a call and see if she can get to you. And to everyone else, thank you so much for joining me this week, for podcasting this show, and especially for telling your friends about it and getting it out there. I love it. I appreciate all of you, and I sure hope you're having a wonderful week. And if you're listening to this in the summertime, I hope you're having a wonderful summer. And no matter when you're listening, take that little vacation, right? Get that feeling going in your life. We could all use it every now and then. We forget to treat ourselves that way. So remember it just for this week, okay? My love to you all. I'm Summer McStravick, and this show has been Flow Dreaming.
I'm Summer McStravick, host of this show, Flow Dreaming. As a BBS radio listener, you can receive 10% off all of my books, CDs, and instant MP3 downloads at the Manifesting Store at flowdreaming.com. Just enter the coupon code letters BBS during checkout. Enjoy 10% off at flowdreaming.com. Remember, BBS at checkout. This offer expires on July 31st.